brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back in the second hour on this Friday, September 30th, 2011 edition. I'm not Alex. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in. But as usual, Alex is never far away. He's going to join us from the road by phone coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, we're finishing up with Paul Watson. But first, I just want to mention tonight's episode of the InfoWars Nightly News, which is for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers exclusively, is going to be a very special edition. Not only are we going to cover all the updates on terrorism, Anwar al-Awlaki, of course, reported dead today in another Fed provocateured busted terrorism plot, but we're going to have a fluoride special. We have a man on the street, another fluoride package, and some guests joining us to really show how the tide is turning, how they've had to admit how dangerous it is for infants and other living creatures. And we're really going to win that victory, and we're going to highlight that tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. So join us then if you can. Now, going back to Paul Watson, we were just discussing how under globalization, under the IMF vision, America is really not allowed to compete, even though Obama says it's just that Americans have gone soft. Places like Gibson aren't allowed to manufacture guitars in the U.S., and they've been told to move overseas because of the Lacey Act, which was dates back to 1900, but it was just reworked in 2008 just to benefit, really, companies operating under globalization. Meanwhile, in Europe, you've got the whole Europe zone under threat because they're going to bail out Greece again, telling them they can't implement austerity measures quick enough to repay the banker-created debt. Now, Paul Watson, help us break down what's really going on here.
Well, basically in Europe, the European Union is petrified that Greece will default, return to the drachma, and that will create a domino effect where other countries do the same. And it will kill their pet project, the single currency euro. So now they're saying, if you don't agree to these measures, if you don't sign over to the IMF, and if you don't completely extinguish whatever sovereignty you've got left and hand it over to this European economic government, which, by the way, was a brainchild of the Nazis at the end of World War II, the exact same thing. If that all doesn't happen, then the euro will eventually collapse. And, for example, you had a big CFR guy called Ken Rogoff, who wrote an article in the Financial Times recently pointing out that if the euro goes, then the big kahuna, the global currency, which is what they eventually plan, that completely evaporates, because the whole idea of a single currency having strength with, you know, numerous members completely goes out the window. It's only as strong as its weakest member, which is Greece. And he said, quote, "The euro experiment has brought us to a crossroads in the whole international monetary system. Will our grandchildren inherit a world with a huge number of national currencies or a very small number of multi-country currencies?" So he's talking about the euro, the Amero, and these regional blocks of currencies, which is what the globalists want. So that's why they're so desperate to throw all this money at Greece, which is being paid for by the European taxpayers. Because if they don't get it through, then the euro is going to collapse inevitably. The eurozone is going to break up, and the whole grand idea, which was started by Nazis at the end of World War II, of this United States of Europe, is going to fall flat on its face, and they know that.
Now, as you know, in the background of all that, the two of us went to Bilderberg in Switzerland this year. Prior to that, they met in Spain, and prior to that, they met in Greece. Everywhere they go, countries either begin to collapse or they lose more of their sovereignty. Swiss had an extremely strong currency. Now it's begun to weaken. Paul Watson, final comments, and then we're going to go to break.
Well, yeah, they don't like any country that's got any shred of sovereignty or independence left. They're predators, and they want to kill freedom any way they can and get the power.
They admitted they were going to pop the housing bubble in 2006. Then the U.S. financial collapse began. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Alex coming up imminently. Stay tuned, InfoWars.com.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back at InfoWars.com. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in, but we're going right now to Alex Jones, who joins us via Skype from somewhere on the road. Now, Alex, this is really a great day for freedom. We're winning the war on terror. We've killed another top Al-Qaeda operative, the CIA lackey Al-Laki, and the Fed provocateured terrorism plot has been broken up by the Feds again, and Americans are learning to cower and go to sports stadiums to let the government take care of them, as well as in the Superdome. What do you think about all that, Alex?
Well, Aaron, I'm just very thankful, and I'm really serious when I say this, that the Feds are only staging fake plots that they set up themselves and then foil themselves, instead of actually bombing the Oklahoma City building like the ATF did and was caught red-handed doing it. We've, of course, covered that ad nauseum and in films like Road to Tyranny. And, of course, it came out in 1993 that on CBS News and on ABC News and New York Times that their own FBI informant had been hired to cook the bomb, train the drivers, give them the detonator to bomb the World Trade Center the first time. And he knew that they were setting him up, so he recorded the FBI telling him to go ahead with that attack. And, of course, we have some of that audio that he recorded with the FBI there in the film that Jason Burmes directed and that we produced, Invisible Empire. But, yes, here it is. We have the article up at InfoWars.com. It says, no more Pentagon dinners, Al-Qaeda leader killed again. And depending on how many times you count it, he's been killed 5 or 6 times, and they never go back and retract the last time they killed him. You think this is shoddy Pentagon propaganda, but actually it's very sophisticated to train the mainstream corporate whore media that if they say the ocean is red when it's clearly blue, that they go along with that. Or if they say that black is white, to say, okay, you know, I guess down in my basement with the lights turned off, it's actually bright and lots of light, even though it's clearly not. That's what O'Brien basically says to Winston in 1984 when he's torturing him. He says, Winston, we can have our scientists come up with equations showing there is no gravity, or that the earth is flat, or that the sun is only a mile away. And Winston said, no, you can't do that. He said, no, we will do that. This is about trampling and being trampled on. And so they come out on purpose and just literally basically soil the pool to where it's so murky no one can even tell what's going on, where they claim that they killed different al-Qaeda operatives. One guy, Steve Watson, wrote about this over the last few years. They killed more than 14 times, but now they've killed him once, twice, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, depending on what you look at it, 4, 5, 6 different times, and they never retract Amor al-Awlaki's death the next time they kill him. Oh, we were wrong the first 4, 5, 6 times, but this time we're right. No, it's the same thing with Saddam's sons. They killed them 2 or 3 times. And then they had the London Telegraph and others show images of their dead bodies that were all pockmarked with shrapnel wounds, and then said, actually, those were wax creations. And then said, we killed them again, and then we killed them again, and then we killed them again. They said they killed Chemical Ali 3 times, and then finally said they killed him a 4th time. We don't know if any of this is true. The head of Libyan al-Qaeda forces, who admits he's al-Qaeda, spent, 4 years in Guantanamo Bay that actually has a hotel area for people they sheep dip just to claim they're al-Qaeda for Muslim extremist cred on the street. Then they have an actual CIA torture center that is there at the base, where they actually do torture people, and they kind of have a public torture area that they show the media and things. Oh, we only do some light torture to basically train everybody to accept anything. And so, yes, they've killed him over and over and over. Amor al-Awlaki, and of course, they have to go ahead and kill him, at least for 6 months or so, because Chuck Norris, I keep going back to this, when Chuck Norris, who's an icon of pro-war, kind of neocon stuff, he means well when he comes out and quotes in the first paragraph in hundreds of newspapers in a syndicated column, Alex Jones at Infowars.com, and our point of challenging conservatives live in the real world. You know, Anwar al-Awlaki's hanging out secretly at the Pentagon. He's reportedly been killed over and over again. Adam Gadon is uploading videos in the Pentagon video layer when they use their front groups to release it. 4 of the 5 al-Qaeda leaders that they say are battling for power over al-Qaeda worldwide right now, 4 of the 5, all born in the U.S., grandsons of the head of the ADL, other operatives trained at U.S. bases, on and on and on and on. And they think the American people are so dumb that they just want to set this precedent of killing him over and over again and never retracting it to just break everyone's will and train the Associated Press, Reuters, everyone. Because, see, once they get you to buy into the lie, once the mainstream corporate whore media has defended a fraud, they've got to continue to defend it. And so they go, okay, the sky is red at high noon, because we said so. Okay, cyanide is good for you. And the media, okay, cyanide is good for us. Because they have to do this. They have to go along with carbon dioxide as a deadly nerve gas, when everybody knows who's got a brain it isn't. They have to say that dihydrogen monoxide is evil and toxic when it's water. They've got to then accept anything they're told, because if they don't, then the whole lie falls. And they've got the general public and people who think they're part of the establishment invested in this false reality, Aaron.
Well, I know, too, they didn't like that it was being reported on that al-Awlaki was dining at the Pentagon. Just as in Libya, we know it came out of Bilderberg and other globalist sources. They didn't like people talking about al-Qaeda being part of the NATO ally forces, Alex. And now they're spinning that, just as you predicted, to be a new incident for reasons to have boots on the ground in Libya, as that most likely will spin out into a civil war.
Well, Aaron, this happened a lot faster than I thought it would. Yes. And by the way, we did that contest that everybody is aware of.
The prediction contest.
Yeah, the prediction contest. And Kurt kind of put the contest out there and said, winners would be announced in the future. We need to go make sure that somebody in the office is checking the contest at InfoWars.com or whatever that email address is. Because remember one time we only had hundreds of entries and we wondered why we didn't have, you know, 1,000 like we normally do. And we learned that the spam filter was blocking most of it. That was the naked body scanner protest. And the word naked was blocking our spam filter and our email. And again, we've been launching the new TV show. We've been launching all this new stuff. So I kind of spontaneously announced this contest 3 weeks ago and had them kind of put up the general rules that you take our predictions and then show how they've come true, just to illustrate to kind of the sheeple that we know what we're talking about here. But I think we should go ahead and just announce that, say, October 10th, okay, you can go tell Kurt during the break, October 10th, whatever day that is, will be the day that you've got to have all your final videos in, and then we'll announce the winner 1 week later, you know, the first show 1 week later. So October 10th, that's the date for that. And the reason I say this is we have a limited staff and limited crew, and we'll air lots of the prediction videos on the nightly news and here on the radio. And so you win. But it's $3,000 for first place, $1,500 for second, and $500 for third. And a great entry, you know, an example would be going back 6 months ago when this all started, when we pointed out that it was Al-Qaeda on the ground and they were murdering blacks in the East. And then we predicted, going back about 4 months ago when the illegal bombardment started, or I guess 5 months ago now, we predicted that they would put Al-Qaeda in power and then set up a drone base at the big air bases there and start bombing the nearby countries, claiming they were fighting Al-Qaeda, and launch an AFRICOM invasion of the continent. Wasn't hard to predict that. And that they would then call for a permanent military force there to stop Al-Qaeda while actually leaving real Al-Qaeda in, but just say we're here to fight Al-Qaeda. And again, you just have to come out with the most outrageous, ridiculous, cynical hatred of the American people, just treating them like a crack whore prostitute that the pimp is knocking her teeth out, putting cigarettes out on her, because that's what they do to us. They take the military's pension fund. Military begs for more. They put deadly nerve-killing poison in the water, and brain damage accelerates. IQs drop with the sodium fluoride. The public says, murder me, I love it. They inject the children, mass death everywhere, and the public just begs for more. So the globalists are just, you want more? And just punching you right in the face. There's nothing you won't take. America's ours. And the public just dances around loving football and just loves it. Actually, that's one group of people. We're the people that see what's happening and are upset and aren't going to put up with it. Aaron, I know I'm ranting here, but just the outrageousness of it, that they want some potbelly goon to grab my genitals to the point of I can't fly around the country now because I can't handle it in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, when Al-Qaeda is constantly at the Pentagon just drinking champagne, and Al-Qaeda and the bin Ladens are flown out of the country when all of their air traffic is shut down in the 3 days after 9/11, and George W. Bush in the morning of 9/11 is at the big meeting with the bin Ladens, London Telegraph, Associated Press, London Guardian, all reported they're at the Carlyle Group at the bin Laden table. Just a celebration of Saudi Arabian, U.S., Israel, global domination with England, with all the staged terror. It is absolutely transparent and ridiculous.
God, I wish you were wrong. And then we've got Leon Panetta, just in the last few days, fear-mongering that any cuts to the military is going to leave it hollow. But it's the same old military-industrial complex script of what Anthony Sutton always called the best enemy money could buy. And we know
that's the same thing. Exactly. That's the same thing, Aaron, that just 2 weeks ago Rumsfeld said. He said, any cuts, Al-Qaeda hits. That's like Cheney on Meet the Press 6-7 years ago. He said, if you investigate 9/11 and have an independent investigation, a nuke will go off. And it was just point-blank threat to everybody. See, their messages are all to other elites, people that are informed. It's a threat. Yeah, we're terrorists. You know, kind of like when Hart writes letters saying we'll stage terror attacks to Iran. But then it's also just for the general public to scare them. Sorry, Aaron, go ahead. I know you're going to break.
Yeah, well, we're coming up to break right now. On the other side, maybe we should say what this new Al-Qaeda thing in Libya is going to mean for the potential of World War III or wherever else you're going to take us. On the other side, with Alex Jones, I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in. Stay tuned. InfoWars, nightly news, InfoWars.com.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
We are back at InfoWars.com. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in, but we have Alex on the line with us right now. Just real quick, I want to hit a few headlines on the Drudge Report. Ron Paul calls the Al-Awlaki killing by drone an assassination. Also at the top, Obama 44%, Christie 43%. I'm not sure if this report gets into how Obama's polling equal with Ron Paul as well as Mitt Romney in Florida. So they're really all equal with Obama, but the media still promotes the hoax that Ron Paul can't win. Now, getting back into the terrorism, Alex, I'm not sure if you've seen this film, The Power of Nightmares, Adam Curtis from the BBC.
That came out like 8 years ago.
Yeah, they really get into how the same Wolfowitz, Rumsfeld, Cheney clan for years and years overestimated the power of the Soviets, who we built up and armed. And then at a certain point in the early 70s, maybe even the late 60s, they started promoting up the radical Islam and building that up as a future threat as well, again calling for more military budget.
Exactly. That's now been declassified, and we had more articles on it at Infowars.com yesterday, breaking down the fact that, yeah, communism and the Soviets were terrible, but the threat was exaggerated about 10 to 1 on purpose, and the whole duck and cover thing was about creating general fear in the public, teaching kids, you know, jump under your table, the nukes are coming. They used continuity of government, as you know, going back into the 50s, we have those CBS newsreels to basically start federalizing local communities. In fact, that's a report we should do on InfoWars Nightly News next week, Aaron. I was thinking about that last night, is a COG continuity of government report breaking all of that down, showing how long this has been going on and how it's now starting to come to a head. But you had brought up the whole point about manufacturing a new threat, the Islamist threat. A lot of times the real Muslim terrorists in the Middle East blowing stuff up don't even know that they're being financed by Saudi Arabia, by the U.S., by England, or by Israel. But it's come out in the Israeli newspapers. Just type in, Israel created Hamas, Israel staged fake terror. This is not Alex Jones saying this. This is Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, UPI. We put that in our films. All these governments do it. WikiLeaks, 4 years ago, released a Pentagon training manual for special ops captains in the Army and above on how to stage a false flag. And they say, if you're overwhelmed in a situation in an indigenous area, just stage a massacre, and here's how you blame it on your enemies. This is all force multiplication. And this is very evil doctrines. This is stuff George Washington wouldn't put up with. But by Vietnam, our government got the military, at least specialized groups that they would test and train to do this, to do it. And through compartmentalization, they can find people through different processes, different tests, different missions they send them on gradually, who will do anything and believe they're doing it patriotically. A lot of these people who run false flags and things, you know, classic special ops false flag will be, if you're overwhelmed and you need to motivate a village or a group of villages to join you because you believe, you know, you've got to defeat the communist threat or whatever, and you know the communists are going to end up, you know, killing more of them if you don't. Grab a few little kids down at the creek, knock them over the head, slit their throats, hang them, and then, you know, leave a note that the enemy did it. And then the argument is, you know, they teach these special ops guys, well, you've got to do this. This has been declassified. You've got to do this, or we'll just lose the whole war, and then many more will be killed. And, you know, that's like Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote, he's written two books. You can pull up the quotes if folks want to. Just type in Zbigniew Brzezinski praises Pol Pot. And he says, we funded him to be a counterbalance to the communist, and he did a great job. And Brzezinski goes on to say he's proud of what he did, and he'd do it again. Pol Pot killed roughly 30% of the Cambodian population. And again, you don't become the communists to beat the communists. You don't become the Nazis to beat the Nazis. That's how evil seduces people. And you notice now, we adopted all of this, and now we've become as bad or worse. And it was all just evil people manipulating that end justifies the means. And that's what they do with Delta Force. Limbaugh first talked about this, I don't know, 15 years ago I heard him. And since then, they changed the test because he did talk about it. A lot of Limbaugh listeners heard him talk about it. And then since then, it's been admitted that upon Delta Force, you've done all the physical stuff, all the rigors. You know, you come from Navy SEALs or Green Berets or Marine Force Recon, you know, any of those super elite groups. The final test is they have you over an evening read Machiavelli's The Prince and then write a paper on it. And when Limbaugh gave up the way to win it and become Delta Force member, it lost its ability. But it was in Justifies the Means. if you, when we come back, I'll tell you the rest of the story about that situation, about unjustified means, the test they give the Delta Force, and we'll see some other news Aaron's got, and I've got some news I'm going to cover as well. And Bob Chapman's coming up with Aaron Dykes straight ahead after that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly.
We are back again at InfoWars.com here in the long segment of the second hour. I'm Aaron Dykes sitting in for Alex, but he's on with us on the line from wherever he is on the road. Alex, the thing I would bring up now is, what about the whole tinderbox effect of the whole Middle East being in flames? This whole Arab Spring thing obviously didn't happen by accident, even though they claim a supercomputer could have predicted it but didn't predict it in time. They knew what they were doing. We know who was behind this. And now, more and more in hindsight, it looks like the Libya part of the NATO offensive and the Al-Qaeda part of the NATO offensive in Libya was probably the main act, with the ousting of Gaddafi just being a precursor to more and more turmoil for the military-industrial complex in the Middle East. Alex, what is your take?
Well, that's right, Aaron. This is a new strategy, and really it's the strategy very similar to the strategy that the Soviets used over and over and over again, where they would use proxy armies in third world and old world countries to try to overthrow either governments that weren't Western-backed and were just independent, or Western-backed governments. And basically, that's what's been going on. That's what's been happening. And so now there's this new globalist model, and that's all part of this Arab Spring to give Obama the peace prize. So you've got to be for all his wars, because after all, they wouldn't give a peace prize to somebody if he wasn't for great freedom. And it's all about basically knocking out all the old Western-backed dictators. It's also about knocking out old enemies like Gaddafi and putting your Arabic proxy CIA armies in control and creating a type of order out of chaos, a whole new destabilization, and having such disdain for the general public that on top of all of that, you then, after you put al-Qaeda in or put the Muslim Brotherhood in, then use that destabilization as a pretext to then have Israel be able to attack countries that are around it, because those countries have now put people in power who want to attack Israel. So this is just more of this model of where our government and the Soviets wanted the Cold War to keep happening. Or it's just like Iran. They talked just last week, one of the top people in the Pentagon and one of the top admirals had called. I talked to him just a few days ago to one of our guests about this subject, Wayne Madsen, that part of the Pentagon wanted to put a hotline between Tehran and Washington. And so suddenly the Iranians come out and they say, well, we're going to put ships off your coast. Their hardliners don't want detente, don't want everybody to get along either. That's why, going back, what, 5-6 years ago, they had a mainline guy who wasn't even going to build nuclear reactors and had UN inspectors all over their country in Iran. And the Iranians didn't want that either, and our government didn't want that either, and had a hardline stance against Iran when they tried to be our friends, because it's military-industrial complexes that sit on top of all of these countries and need to continue to play we, the people, off against each other, because the leaders do not want peace, do not want commerce. They want a national security crisis state, a COG, continuity of government, emergency state, to be in control, whether it's Iran or Saudi Arabia or Israel or England or Venezuela or the United States or Canada or Germany. All of these people running governments are the very same type who were doing the very same thing in the days of Julius Caesar. They need an outside threat. Why was England and France always, for over 1,000 years, every decade or so, having a huge knockdown, drag out war? I mean, because this is what.
So the cousin princes can make money together.
Well, exactly. And when there's uprisings and when people want more freedom, well, you just have a war, and they tend to then get rallied around the flag, rallied around the king, and not get so uppity. And then the king can also have inside deals with certain merchants and weapons suppliers and bankers and people, and consolidate wealth and power, because people will pretty much starve to death if it's in a war. Now, the UN has come out and said they're going to use the Arab Spring. It's all admitted they overthrew. And it's also true that computers did predict it. They saw, with the commodities prices going up, with the global reserve currency being devalued in the last year, there were all sorts of reports saying it's going. I mean, 3 years ago, the UN was saying within 3 years that there would be massive riots all over the world over food prices going up. Because, sure, food goes up here 20, 30, 40%. It's tough on the average person. But if you're in the Middle East making $2 a day or less on average, and around half of your money is spent on food, we're talking about watching your kids get skinny. We're talking about now your kids die when they get a cold instead of just getting sick because they were already malnourished. We're talking about 25 million people a year, 15 million of them being children, starving to death conservatively. And now in the last year and a half, we've seen those numbers go above 30 million, an additional 5 million people starving to death worldwide because the world is based on the dollar, which is being devalued, including the petrol dollars. So they knew there was going to be these riots. They saw the dominoes. They saw the wind coming that was going to knock the dominoes over. So they injected their people on record a month before the fall of places like Egypt, And they knew there was going to be a rebellion against Gaddafi, so they just simply injected their people because they saw which way the wind was blowing. They're opportunistic, to quote Julius Caesar. There is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the flood leads on to fortune. They understand how to step in and co-opt things right at the key moment, and they wrote about this. It's undisputed. But what came out last week? The New York Times pretty much said it was okay. A World Bank group trading in carbon credits went into multiple African countries. There's a bunch of these different companies doing it. And actually burned down whole neighborhoods, farming areas, lined people up and shoot them. And they said, well, this is for the earth. And this is the genocide. And so what did the UN say in The Guardian? What did the UN announce a month before this happened? They said, we're going to have green helmets that are going to invade your country to enforce carbon credits. And we're going to have green helmets that are enforced under UNIDIR, the United Nations Small Arms Treaty system. Whether you like it or not, if a majority of UN countries vote, the Security Council will then back that. They only back the democratization of world government when it's authorized. It's like the Super Congress. Well, Congress can pass our legislation up or down, but if you don't pass it, we go to our default. This is all part of this dictatorship being set up. Europe's going under a super group of bureaucrats that are unelected and controlled by the IMF and World Bank, who will make decisions, and there's no national sovereignty, and that's publicly admitted. And they say on Bloomberg and CNBC, this is good. This will protect your bank account. This will protect your sovereign wealth funds. This will protect your pension funds. Of course, it doesn't. It gets the bankers maneuvered more into place to be able to get away with bloody murder and then sell it as sexy as global austerity. So you're going to have the green army invasions, and they're going to use economic turmoil to implode countries. Then when there's riots, Ivory Coast, you name it, Uganda, you name it, in comes the invasion force, and they admittedly come in and slaughter thousands, in the case of Ivory Coast, with UN-backed forces, and that's loving and good. I mean, this is unspeakable evil wrapped and packaged in humanitarian-sounding names. This makes Napoleon, Hitler, Stalin, and other expansionists look tame in how they tried to cover up their expansionist aims. This is global corporations using England, Israel, the European Union, the United States, and others to fund and finance this. If you're an Israeli, you don't really gain from this on average. If you're a Briton or in the UK, you don't stand to gain from this. If you're in Ireland or Scotland, if you're in the United States, you don't gain from this. You pay for the banker bailouts. You pay for the $2 trillion defense budgets. It's over $1.1 trillion with supplemental right at $2 trillion. You pay for all of it and don't even get part of it. As an Englishman, 400 years ago, 300 years ago, you actually stood to gain from the British Empire if you would go rob, steal, kill, invade. You actually stood to gain, okay, in a wicked way. It was still immoral. But in this, you pay for it. And the troops get the deadly injections. They get their pension funds stolen. They get treated like garbage. They breathe DU. And then they don't even get the booty. I mean, this is ridiculous. There is no reason for 99.9, I mean, even if you're evil and cynical and worldly out there, there is no reason to join this system. There is no reason to do it. Even if you are into evil and into sadistic behavior or sociopathic behavior or even worse than that, psychopathic behavior, this isn't good for you. There is no reason. I can't tell you how many good old boys and how many successful businessmen have come up to me when I'm on vacation or I'm at the mall or I'm at a restaurant and said, Alex, I know there's a lot of dirty stuff going on, but, you know, that's what's made us so successful. And, you know, you got to play dirty in this dirty world. No, you do that, you get a race to the bottom. You get society falling apart. And that's the point I want to put across to people. Sure, corruption works for a while, but at a certain point, everything stops working and falls in on itself. And the globalists have even wargamed all this out and call it a post-industrial world, Aaron. So please, now you have the floor here because I'm popping in on my own show, and give us your take on it. And then I want to make an announcement about several other issues.
Yeah, so there's multiple fronts, of course. In Europe, as you know, Germany, Merkel, and the others have announced that this new emergency bailout vehicle right now scheduled for Greece, the other countries later, they don't even want to put a number on the amount that this fund will have because that would be seen as a weakness. They want to have an unlimited amount of bailout money, Alex, and it's like the old fable from Gulliver's Travels where the Lilliputians take down the giant man. by putting hundreds of ropes under him. One of them he could break easily, but the hundreds of ropes they can't. So they have the European Council, they have the new bailout vehicles, they have the IMF vehicles, all the rest of it. They have the U.S. post-World War II vehicles over all the reconstruction vehicles. Those are the things that are ruling Europe and continuing to erode the sovereignty, if indeed there's any left. Now, going back to the Middle East, I want to draw a comparison between what happened under the Cold War, the banker-created and banker-run Soviets and the banker-ruled U.S. Never went to war, of course, but in the Third World they did, and under the fog of war of the left dictators and the right dictators, all puppet dictators, what they were really doing was installing those IMF vehicles, the jackals, as John Perkins calls them, the economic hitman, the different CIA factions, and putting in those central banks. And as you know, the end of the game is the countries in the Middle East who we've been to war with, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria. I may have missed one of the countries, but those are the countries that have yet to implement a Rothschild-backed or globalist-backed central bank, Alex. Isn't that a major component of why we now see the Middle East sort of in flames and in that tinderbox situation?
Well, that's right. Anthony Sutton, that wrote reports for Congress and was allowed into a lot of these documents, wrote tome after tome about why did Wall Street finance Hitler and then destroy him? Why did Wall Street? It was proven. I mean, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Arm & Hammer, that's where Al Gore got his money through his dad. Albert Gore Sr. was his minion. They would literally finance both sides. Well, that goes back 300, 400 years ago with the big banking cartels of that day financing both sides. It's really very elementary. Wars will destroy the people that are going into debt to you, and when it's all over, you've got all the wealth that was transferred in the war. And then the bankers will switch sides at the end and back one side. But at first they back both sides, or all three sides in some of these wars. And then they have a predetermined outcome they're going after. And then they can basically double-cross the group they want to at the end. And they can use the wars as an excuse to set up more world government bodies. I mean, they admit they engineered World War One. The Brits did. The Milner Group, Lord Milner, to get a League of Nations. Then they come out with the United Nations at the end of World War II. The banks on record engineer financial collapse in the years leading up to 1913. They say, give us a Federal Reserve. It'll never allow another financial collapse. Then they engineer the Great Depression. This is how they operate. And they're so arrogant, we know all of this, because they've written hundreds of books. Men in Power is a political retrospective. Former German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt, read it. It's out there on our bookshelf in the office. Anybody can buy it. It's a rare book, but it's available. He admits the whole world government takeover plan. Superclass, written by Rothkopf 5 years ago, head of the Kissinger Group, admits it all, but says it's great. Of course, Tragedy and Hope, 900-plus pages. Only 1,000 printed for State Department and CIA officials, but the plates got out, and it was printed by alternative folks, and they didn't want to sue them because they knew it would bring more attention on it. They actually write 900-page books to give CIA section chiefs so they can understand how they're doing it. And he says, we fund fascists, we fund communists. It's a big banking oligarchy. It's a system that will destroy the family, will destroy everything, and create a corporate system. In the 1973-74 movie Network, they call Howard Beale, kind of the Glenn Beck type in, and explain to him, we're ending everything. We're ending families. We're ending all human activity. You will be a minion of the new corporate board. And they explain world government there. This is their plan. This is their program. They use economics as a weapon to get you broken down, destroy your sovereignty, then destroy your independence, destroy your family, to kill you, though. They're just soft killing us now. Pol Pot would kill anybody who was educated. This is a central point. I hope folks listen to me carefully. Pol Pot would, under U.S. funding, would kill anyone who could read or write. Or if you had glasses, it meant that you were lower middle class and could probably read or write. And it was the Ford Foundation and others that went over there on record and advised him as a, quote, bulwark against communism. And the system said, well, they've taught the communists, which, again, they were funding through Russia and other areas. But in this particular proxy war, they were in their geopolitical strategic system. They didn't want that. This is all, again, admitted by Brzezinski and others. They went in and they said anybody who can read and write anybody, we don't care, conservative, liberal, communist, kill them. So they killed a little over 30%. Conservatively right at 30. Most historians agree, 30%. 30% of the country gone. And the modern globalist method, and of course you've read countless Nobel Prize winners' quotes about this and how they're planning it, diet, injections, and injunctions will make us servile, basically mentally retarded servants. So they don't outright kill us. They just turn us into biological androids who are addled. The men are effeminate. The women are hyper-feminine. And, of course, die of the breast cancer from the bisphenol A and other things that was chosen to be put in all the major plastics that we eat and drink out of. And then they admit they did that. The other things they added to the food, all the GMO designed to sterilize on record every time they do a test. They don't physically kill us. They just kill our will. They kill our brain cells. They stunt us. And those of us that would have been great intellectuals and incredible minds now are just able to understand it. You understand? And then those that would have been like we are that can understand it, they are low-grade morons. So a low-grade moron under this system is full-bore mentally retarded. Someone who would have just been average thought process is a low-grade moron. Someone who would have been quite bright is just average. Someone who's genius level, you know, exploding with fires of understanding and connections and information is just extremely smart now. And this is the chemical biological warfare program. So instead of just lining us up and shooting us because we're intelligent.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We're back in the third hour of this Friday, September 30th edition. Alex still on the line with me. I'm not sure if he has plans to take off or stay into the next hour, but we do have Bob Chapman joining us, as he does every Friday, and we're going to talk about the IMF race to the bottom. We're going to talk about the albatross of debt around Europe's neck, a little gift from the bankers, and what they're doing to this country. Headlines like Obama, America's gone soft, saying we don't have the same competitive edge we used to, while they crack down on American companies like Gibson, not allowing them to import technically unfinished wood from countries like India, telling them to move overseas. Now, Alex, I know tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, we have a big fluoride special, and you've done work on that piece, too. We're going to air all kinds of different things, talking about how they now admit in government reports, material safety data sheets, that fluoride is harmful for children and other living creatures. Of course, we're going to cover
that. And we're finally, Aaron.
Yeah.
And we're finally going to air that hidden footage inside the Austin water treatment plant. They don't want you to see, but the public has a right to see the chemical weapons, because it's not just fluoride they're putting in the water supply. That's 7 o'clock tonight. It was actually a few years ago. We got a tour along with a group, and they said, well, don't film. But we went ahead and filmed. You have a right to know exactly what's going on. But just finishing up the point I was making as we hit the break, Aaron, and then I'm going to let you go and talk to Bob Chapman and cover all that news. And also, if you guys want, hopefully take some phone calls from the listeners out there at the bottom of the next hour. One program note, this is a beta test. You know, we got an RV so that every month or two I could start going to maybe two or three, four of our affiliates, stopping at one each day and doing the radio show from there, so we can visit our affiliates and also speak in the evening at different places. But then sometimes we'll be in an area where we don't have an affiliate, but we're speaking, and so we'll do the show via Skype, also with you there riding shotgun with us, or Paul Watson, or Kurt Nimmo, or others, the great team that we're building there. And I just wanted to, in closing, point out to our audience, we are facing incredible adversity, but knowing, as G.I. Joe says, is half the battle. If we face the facts and face the globalist own admissions, it's so outrageous what they've done, we can come together and beat these people. And so many of you that serve the system who've been compartmentalized, or those of you that have sat on the side of the bench, get in the game. Our future, our society needs a future. And the globalists wouldn't be doing all of this if they didn't know that we had power. And they cannot operate in the light. They can only operate in the dark. And I'm in the same studio every day, year after year. It's fun. I'm excited. But being on the road is so much more exciting. And I feel like I'm doing old radio here. I don't feel like I'm under all the spotlights in there like you are right now. And so at least a month, at least a week or so out of every month or two, we're going to be on the road, and we're going to have an email where people can email us and suggest where they want us to speak or where they want us to visit. And I'm going to be rumbling around the country in the RV, and sometimes you know, doing the show from the side of the road, you name it. It's very, very exciting. And then sometimes I'm going to be sending the crew and our reporters like Aaron Dykes, Darren McGreen, Kurt Nimmo, Rob Dew, countless others, people like Rob Jacobson, all our great crew. And some other folks are going to be joining us soon on the team that we'll be announcing in the next few weeks, out on the road as well. I told you, and I meant it, we're going to take the info war to the next level, and I'm going to close with this. We could not have done this without your support. When you get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, when you support a sponsor, when you buy a T-shirt or a DVD or a ball cap, you finance truly independent, hardcore, pro-liberty media that has given the globalists a run for their money. This is so exciting what we're all doing together, Aaron, and I salute you and the entire crew.
Thanks, Alex. Stay tuned. Third hour with Bob Chapman coming up. InfoWars Nightly News, InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.